The stars of Latin American music were in the Miami area last night for the 2012 Billboard Latin Music Awards. We've been previewing the awards all week with Jasmine Garz. She's the co-host of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. Now it's time for a review. Jasmine's in the studio once again after watching, what was it, 5 hours?
It certainly felt like it.
Was it five?
No, I don't think it was five, but it definitely felt like an all-nighter.
So who were the big winners?
Definitely the big winners were Dominican American star Prince Royce, reggaeton artist Don Omar, and Marc Anthony, who got a Hall of Fame award, Salón de la Fama.
Hall of Fame? Isn't that kind of like a career achievement thing? I mean, he's
he
not
did
done
at
yet.
One point say, "Hey guys, I still have a lot to give." But he's so great. I love Marc Anthony, and he gives such a passionate, emotional acceptance speech. And he said something very poignant, which, you know, everyone gets up here and talks about the sacrifices they've made. But my family and friends have made a lot of sacrifices so that I can be a musician and a performer.
That's a great message. Oh, well, good. All right. Well, you mentioned Don Omar, and you said he won big, and I think he won what?
Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Among other awards for Danza Kuduro.
All right. Let's listen to a little bit. Good song for summer coming up. We played a lot of parties. Okay, what about something from Prince Royce?
The great thing about Prince Royce is last year he won Best New Artist, and he's really been able to carry that momentum. And he won a Songwriter Award, Album of the Year, Tropical Songs Artist. He does that kind of bachata style. Bachata, by the way, is that very romantic sound that you hear, very tragic lyrics with those guitar plucks. And a lot of artists nowadays are mixing it with R&B. And here is Soy Incondicional. Soy Incondicional. Un amor tan real. Que no juzga, que sueña, que sufre y perdona. Un amor de verdad.
Now, Jazz, we can't talk about an awards show without talking about the snubs. Did anybody kind of get the cold shoulder that... embarrassing as it is, we probably should talk about.
I felt like Romeo Santos got ignored. I loved his new album. I thought this was his year, and he didn't get the acknowledgement I felt he deserved.
Did he get anything?
No. Prince Royce stole the show as far as bachata is concerned. And Prince Royce is great, but I think Romeo Santos deserves some more acknowledgement.
What about J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez? She's one of the artists that you spotlighted earlier in the week. How did she do?
If you were betting on horses, I would have gotten you into deep trouble. Shakira stole the show. Shakira got 4 awards. And
shut J-Lo out, essentially.
Yeah, they were head-to-head in most categories. I still think that J-Lo, it was a big year for her, and I don't know. I'm sticking to my choices of who I thought was just great this year.
Okay. What about new artists? Is there anybody throwing down the marker or somebody to watch in the future in the way that Prince Royce was last year?
Sure. I feel like the Billboard Awards aren't exactly a great place to find new artists because it's all about who is commercially successful. And it does feel a lot like the big names club. La Adictiva Banda San José de Mesillas from Mexico, they won Best New Artists. I really think the spotlight for a newer artist was on Michel Teló, who is a Brazilian act. They became huge with the song Ai Seu Te Pego. This was a viral hit. Over 400 million watched, the most watched video in the history of Brazil. And it's that song that all the footballers are singing and dancing on the football field. And here is Ai Seu Te Pego.
Okay, well, we'll go out on that. Jasmine Garz is co-host of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. She's been joining me all week to talk about the Billboard Latin Music Awards, and she gave us a review of the award ceremony, which was Thursday night. Jazz, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun. Comecei a falar.